Requirement 4, understanding the activities of mentoring. One of the simplest ways to think about what you're doing as a mentor is in terms of the three fundamental elements: vision, support, and challenge. The key task of a mentor is to facilitate the mentee in developing a clearer vision of their future by enabling them to anticipate future challenges and needs, encouraging them towards bigger picture, longer-term thinking, helping them to articulate and evaluate their needs, helping them to formulate stretching but achievable goals. Supporting activities are about helping mentees to recognize and reinforce what they already have that can help them bring about that future vision. Supporting activities can include such things as drawing out useful future lessons from past experiences, verifying their perspective or understanding of an issue, helping them to recognize the skills and abilities they have already demonstrated, affirming ideas they have come up with, confirming plans and decisions they have made, strengthening their determination to pursue personal goals, and building their confidence to tackle new challenges. Challenging activities are about helping mentees to recognize and acquire what they don't have yet but will need in order to bring about that future vision. Challenging activities can include such things as disputing limiting assumptions about situations or people, revealing blind spots in their self-awareness, introducing alternative perspectives and interpretations on an issue, encouraging them to step outside their comfort zone, making them aware of development needs and areas for growth, questioning their ideas, plans, and decisions, or helping them to reevaluate their goals. The art of mentoring is finding the right combination of support and challenge to stimulate optimum growth in your mentee. Too much support and not enough challenge may leave your mentee feeling great about themselves, but won't stretch them enough to enable them to meet future challenges. Too much challenge and not enough support may give your mentee an accurate view of how they need to develop, but could leave them feeling too inadequate for the task. The common mistake poor mentors make is to assume that the mentee will appreciate the same balance of support and challenge that the mentor themselves would like. This is a dangerous assumption no matter how similar you and your mentee are. A better approach is constantly to evaluate your input to the interaction by asking yourself the following questions. Is my intention with this contribution to support or to challenge? And what does my mentee need from me now? How can I ensure that my mentee knows that this is my intention? What impact is my contribution having on my mentee? Finally, one of the most important activities and key skills of a mentor is listening. For a poor mentor, listening is merely waiting for the next opportunity to force-feed your hard-won knowledge and valuable opinions into your mentee, whereas the mentor who takes seriously the role of co-learner will always approach listening as an opportunity to transform their own thinking first.